Well, you know, radio entrepreneurs, and my name is Jeffrey Davis, and what I like to do is talk to entrepreneurs, find out what they're doing, hear about their businesses, hear about how they're adapting to this economy. You know, for me, it's actually the best thing for my consulting firm. Talking to 6,000 entrepreneurs, I get to learn what's working, what's not working. And, you know, this next guest is a serial entrepreneur with radio entrepreneurs. That's what I wanted to say, sort of someone who's been on the show before. Pam Oliver, owner of Horizon Business Valuations. Welcome, Pam.
Welcome, Jeffrey. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You know, Pam, with COVID, with divorce going up, with a lot of partners and businesses fighting more than ever before, I've seen that. Business valuations, to me, are more important than ever. You know, estate planning purposes, things like that are going on right now with an election coming up. How's your business?
All good points, all factors that are affecting my business. I am extremely busy. A lot of my work tends to be in the divorce area, and it has been for since its inception, actually. Probably about 80% of my work is in the divorce setting. So it's a litigation setting. So I'm very busy in that area. But as you also pointed out, you know, the estate and gift tax areas, people are planning, with the upcoming election, the potential for tax code changes. They're thinking about gifting business interests, which also requires a business valuation. And then you have the purchase and sale of businesses. So, you know, the market, my market of business valuations are very busy.
I've seen some valuations in the past. I remember in the last year I had an argument with a business valuator for one of my clients. Are you having to look at businesses a little differently today when you're valuing them?
They're very much, you know, my job is very challenging in this COVID year, just because of how many industries and many businesses have been affected by the COVID pandemic, both positive and negative. There's businesses that are thriving, right? Their sales are, you know, higher than they've ever been. And then you also have those businesses that are suffering dramatically. Business valuation, it's forward looking. So, you know, we need forward looking information on businesses to evaluate them. And, you know, how do you look forward at what the future is going to hold for any business at this point in time? It makes it very difficult.
Well, you know, let's take the one in between. Let's say somebody's down 15% over last year, but they're solid. Would the business not potentially be more valuable today because they were able to hold on to a profitable business and keep it going through COVID? And wouldn't that be an indicator that it may be more valuable than we thought it was, because it's resilient than what we would have thought a year ago? So they're down, but they're maybe more valuable.
Well, you know, the fact that they're down, we got to look at whether it's a permanent difference or a temporary difference in their operations, because there are businesses that have to permanently change, that have made permanent changes. Or if it's just a temporary, decline in sales that they're going to rebound from. And that's where you talk about that strength and that resilience. Valuation, it's not only a qualitative analysis that looks at, you know, the numbers of a company, but it's also a quantitative analysis that looks for the financial, the strength of management, its resilience, the culture of the business. So those aspects do make a business more valuable.
Right.
We're looking at all of those things. We're looking at those numbers, but we're looking at the quality of management and how well the company is run.
So Pam, how did you get into this business? What's your career?
So my career has always been as a certified public accountant. So I entered public accounting after graduating from college. And from there, I worked with small to mid-sized businesses. And I continue to work for small to mid-sized businesses my entire career. It's just that at some point in time, being a young professional, I was a sponge looking for, you know, more information, more expertise, and I stumbled across business valuation. So timing is everything. I ended up working for an accounting firm that was doing some business valuation work before it really became a recognized expertise. And then before you know it, you know, in the year 2000, you know, Horizon was originated, and I've been doing business valuations ever since.
Is this your first entrepreneurial venture?
It is. And this year we're celebrating 20 years in business.
Well, as you know, accountants are known for being, you know, edgy risk takers.
Very much so.
Is this a big change for you?
You know, like I said, I've been around for 20 years. So, you know, it was a big change 20 years ago. But, you know, now I'm certainly accustomed to it and, you know, thrive in it.
Well, that's interesting. And do you think that the industry is going to be changing at all, you know, moving forward? You know, the courts are closed. You know, valuations usually become part of a big litigation. I know it's part of divorce. Do you think the industry is going to continue to change? Technology?
You know, when it comes to the court systems, I do think that you're going to see a permanent change in how they handle, you know, their litigation cases. I haven't had the pleasure of testifying this year, post or during the pandemic, but they're doing it by Zoom, which certainly is interesting. I do have a matter coming up for trial at the end of the month, whether it happens or not, but I'll be testifying by Zoom, which, like I said, it's going to be very strange and interesting.
So without giving out names, is this a corporate litigation or a personal?
Personal. So it's a divorce. Yeah.
And divorce, you know, I've been told this is not a great time to get divorced in this economy. It's the worst time, excuse me, for families, for kids.
Well, you know, I don't think there's ever a good time, quite frankly, for a divorce, but financially, you know, it's a difficult time for divorces during this pandemic year. Yes.
All very interesting. Pam, you know, as the owner of Horizon Business Valuations, I'm assuming that people would like to find you and learn more about your business. Do you have a website?
I certainly do. It's Horizon, spelled Horizon, B as in business, V as in valuation.com. Not to be confused with Verizon.
No, I don't think...
I get that often. People will hear Verizon, so that's why I spell it out.
Well, I'm not even going to go there. To me, it's Horizon. There's the one and the only.
The one and the only
with Pam Oliver, the one and the only.
I thank you for that.
And I want to remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.